Hello. Welcome. This is Your Sports Talk. My name is Taylor. And today's day one. Today's day one of many to come. This is a very exciting moment. We've been putting this in the works for now a while, actually. And we're here. We're finally here. This is the platform we're going to start on. And we hope we can, you know, bring this to the level of other, you know, forms of entertainment as well. Your Sports Talk, what does that exactly mean, right? You see the logo, you see on Twitter, everything, Your Sports Talk. Real, raw, and unedited. Your Sports Talk, this is meant for you. This is the people that, you know, this is meant for the people that don't have a say, right? You could be listening, you could be watching a sports show, and you're like, oh, you know, I really don't agree with that guy. Or, yeah, I really do agree with that guy. Or you just want to have an input. This is meant for you. This is meant for the people who don't want to call but have debates every day about sports. This is for the people in the Bronx walking the streets that are talking about the Yankees. This is the people, the diehard Laker fans walking in L.A., Compton, wherever it is, talking about the Lakers. This is the people, you know, wherever you are. Doesn't matter. This is Chicago, right? Dallas, Houston, even Michigan, talking about the Wolverines, Ann Arbor, you know? This is meant for you guys. This is meant for the people who are just die-hard sports fans. Now, let me get into something really quick before we continue. The explicit might show up in the channel, right? The thing about this is it's not meant, we're not going to be on here cursing left and right, you know, up and down, sideways. It's meant because when you get in a heated sports debate with somebody or a heated sports topic with somebody or just by yourself, you're going to throw out some F-bombs. It's bound to happen. It's going to happen. And that's why that's there. So I don't want people to see you guys, you know, you listeners, see, oh, this is going to be, no, it's not like that. When we have people on and we disagree, we're going to throw some expletives in there. It's going to happen. So that's why that's there. Let's get that out of the way, right? Because I know some listeners, they don't want to listen to that, and that's fine by me. That's respectable. Go have fun listening to Michael Kay or, you know, whoever on ESPN and do it that way. That's fine. Now let's talk. Let's get into a little bit about me, right? Because I'm going to be the main host of this. I'm in my young 20s, early 20s, right? Listening to sports. I remember waking up from school and in, you know, New York, we had Boomer, Esiason, Craig Carton, right? They were on MSG for a while, but they were broadcasted by CBS Sports. So I remember waking up at 6 a.m. right before school. That's when the show started. Waking up, watching the show until probably 6:45, getting changed, brushing my teeth, running downstairs, running to the bus, right? That's how into sports I am. When I'm in high school, I wasn't on social media. I mean, I was on social media, but I wasn't looking at, you know, what everybody else was looking at. I'm into sports, right? And I wasn't no loser. Let's get that straight. Let's get that out of the way. But my Twitter, it's filled with sports. My Instagram, my Snapchat, filled with sports. If it's a Friday and I'm off from work or I was off from school, guess what's going on the TV? Sports. I come home, sports. That's what this channel is about. This channel is for the diehard sports fans, right? The reason we created this channel as well is because, or this podcast, I keep saying channel, podcast, it's the same thing, guys and girls. The reason for this is I love ESPN, right? I love ESPN. They're the number one platform, I mean, on anywhere in the world. I love MLB Network. I love Fox Sports. Name it, I've watched it, I love it. I hate them at the same time. And here's why. I cannot stand waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Right? Let's say you're home that day, right? And you're cleaning. You're home on a Wednesday morning. You're off from work that day. And you're like, let me hang out in bed for a little bit, cook some breakfast, watch some sports, maybe do a little cleaning after, right? From 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, it's the same thing. And you're like, well, what do you mean it's the same thing? They have different shows, right? It is the same exact thing, just different people talking about it. Now, different people talking about it, they're going to give different point of views, right? So, for example, 8 o'clock on ESPN every morning, Monday to Friday, it's that show Get Up, hosted by Mike Greenberg, you know, Jalen Rose, Louis Riddick sometimes is on there, Damian Woody, that show, right? And they talk about whatever topics is on that day for 2 hours. Then at 10 o'clock, First Take, you know, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, they come on. And they talk about the same topics that were just talked about for 2 hours, right? Then, 12 o'clock, they replay First Take. They have an hour of SportsCenter or two, and then they replay First Take on the next channel on ESPN2. So, what I'm saying is the same thing is going on. They're talking about the same things throughout the day. Now, I understand viewers and listeners have opinions. They'd rather listen to First Take than Get Up. They'd rather listen to Get Up than First Take. But it's the same thing. And we're not trying to accomplish that. We're trying to accomplish something new every day. I remember, for example, recently, the whole Antonio Brown saga from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The whole trade scenarios and all that. It was on their channel for 4 days. 4 days they talked about this. You're telling me there's nothing else in sports worthy about? 4 days you talked about Antonio Brown. We get it. It would be something if you mentioned Antonio Brown the first day. You talked about Antonio Brown for an hour. You talked about him going to the Niners, the Jets, the Colts, staying with the Steelers. Who cares? 4 days. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, you bring him up the second day as like, oh, we have an update from Adam Schefter or whoever. First of all, Adam Schefter is very good at his job. Chris Mortensen as well. There's a lot of those inside analysts don't get enough credit from wherever they are. Ken Rosenthal. I mean, they are great at their job. And John Heyman's another one. I mean, just amazing at their job. But, I mean, come on. Four days. That's insane. 4 days. I had to shut off the TV. They couldn't stop talking about Antonio. Who cares about Antonio Brown? Oh, my God. He missed the game, you sat him. That's the kind of dude the guy is. I don't understand. You could have got that over day one. The guy's a piece of shit. He doesn't play. He doesn't practice. He doesn't show up. He doesn't even show up. And this is a conversation? Well, your team's on the line. Maybe you should have played him. Well, it wouldn't have been an issue if the guy showed up for practice. The game, no matter, now, again, if the Pittsburgh Steelers won, they wouldn't have made the playoffs anyway. Okay? The Ravens beat the Browns, and the Steelers wouldn't have won. The Steelers wouldn't have moved into the playoffs. But, to not have your best player on your team, I don't care what I'm, Antonio Brown is the best player on that team, whether Le'Veon Bell is on that roster or not. And to not show up to practice, to not play in that important game, he shouldn't even be on the team. He should not be on. Now, remember, there was a lot of issues back, was it 6-7 years ago? Santonio Holmes was traded, and he was traded to the Jets for just a 4th-round draft pick. Now, Antonio Brown is a lot better than Santonio Holmes ever was. Right? And Antonio Brown has been rumored to go to the Jets, to the Niners. And the Steelers deserve a 1st-round or 2nd-round pick in return for Brown. Now, Brown, I believe, is 30 years old, so they're not going to get the first or second round pick. Now, the Jets don't have a second round pick to trade because when they traded up last year from pick 6 to pick 3 to retrieve Sam Darnold, to draft Sam Darnold, they gave away 3 second round picks, right? So the best the Jets, because the Jets aren't going to give their number 3 pick to the Steelers this year. So the best the Jets could do is give third round pick this year's draft. Now the Jets want to do that because they already don't have their second round pick this year. The Niners are a match. The Colts are a match because the Colts have the most cap space in the National Football League. And that's pretty impressive because they made it to the divisional round this year. So if you're telling me the Colts made it to the divisional round, they have 100, I believe it's 102 million, 101 million available. That's going to be a scary team next year, folks. If you're telling me now, I know everybody's on the hype train. I hate keep bringing up the Steelers, but Le'Veon Bell, James Conner did more than Le'Veon Bell did. And I sit back and I think, is Le'Veon Bell... Now, Le'Veon Bell is a very good running back. Don't get me wrong, he's probably top 5 in the league. But is he good because of that offensive line? If you were to put Le'Veon Bell or James Conner in a different situation, would they have the same success as they're having in Pittsburgh? That's my question. I would hate to throw out a 4-year, $20 million a year contract to a guy that then comes in and is just an average running back. And Le'Veon Bell got picked late. I believe he got picked in the 4th round, if I'm not mistaken, when he got drafted. He was out of Michigan State. I'd have to check that. But he wasn't valued high. He goes to Pittsburgh. Their offensive line is amazing, and he lights it up for a couple years. James Conner comes in as a rookie and lights it up. So you have to put that into perspective. Now, James Conner was a very high-value draft pick before, you know, unfortunately, he suffered from cancer, had to sit out, that kind of stuff. And he still went, I believe, in the second round last year. But still, is Le'Veon Bell really worth that much money? And now, let me get this out of the way. I'm a big New York sports fan. I'm from New York. I was raised in New York. I love New York. I'm a big Mets fan. I'm a big Jets fan. I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm a big Rangers fan, right? Growing up, I hate the Yankees. Now, let me get this straight. If the Yankees were in the playoffs, as a New Yorker, I'd root for the Yankees. If the Brooklyn Nets made the playoffs, I have no hatred towards the Nets. I'd root for the Nets. The Islanders win the playoffs? All right. The Islanders haven't won forever. I'd like to see them win. Not the Devils. Not the Devils. Not the Devils. Can I stand the Devils? All right. The Giants? Hey. I was the biggest Giants fan in the world when they beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. So that kind of thing, you know, we'll go from there, right? All right, now let's get into the introduction's over now, all right, guys? Let's get into what everybody wants to hear. We're going to talk about the NFL playoffs this weekend. These are two great games. Let's get that out of the way. These are going to be two great games, and honestly, these were two of the best games in the NFL this year. If you remember, in Week 9, the Rams were undefeated, and they went to New Orleans to play a 6-1 team at the time, 7-1 team. And I believe it was 6-1, actually. And the Saints lit it up. The Rams may come back. You know, it was close in the first quarter and a half. Going into halftime, you know, the Saints start separating. And the Saints beat the Rams 45-35 that week. And then if you look at the Patriots-Chiefs game, which was probably the best Sunday night game of the year, the Pats narrowly beat the Chiefs 43-40. That was all the way back in Week 6, though. And Pat Mahomes and, you know, Brady, they had a pretty good day. Now, let's talk about the first game that's going to happen this week. Is the Rams at the Saints. That's going to be at 3:05 on Fox, you know, 3:05 Eastern time. Would that be 12:05 Pacific? If this game, right, if the Eagles-Saints game never happened last week, I would say the Saints were the clear favorite. I would say the Saints were probably Super Bowl favorites. The Saints did not impress me last week enough. The Saints, it was kind of like, right, we're waiting for the Saints to implode. To just blow up. We're waiting for them to just go for it, right? I mean, they barely stuck past the Eagles. It's 20-14, right? Lutz misses the 50-something yard field goal. In everybody's mind, I know everybody was thinking, this can't happen again. The Eagles cannot win off a missed field goal again. This Foles magic, if you want to say, cannot happen again. The Eagles start driving. Roughing the passer, this and that. And I knew when he snapped the ball at 2:01 that it was a mistake. The reason why I knew is, right, you let it go to the 2-minute warning. Now you can run the clock down from there. Let's say in all hands, right, Jeffrey catches the ball. It looks like a 7-8 yard play. It runs down to 1:56. But now you're 7-8 yards more closer. Now, in retrospect, that's a good thing, right? You wanted to score. You wanted to take the lead. But you cannot leave Drew Brees 1:45, 1:30 with, I believe they had a couple timeouts left. That cannot happen. I'm sorry. You will lose that game. Especially if they only need a field goal. Now, I understand Lutz just missed the field goal, but it's a dome. I'm pretty sure, and there's no win, I'm pretty sure he's made plenty of those. Especially if you would have gotten to the 40s, the 30s, etc. So the Saints did not impress me. The Saints should have lost that game. And they easily could have. Okay? And I cannot stand the cockiness in that locker room afterwards. You barely snuck out against the against a team that barely made the playoffs. If Minnesota won Week 17, the Eagles would have never been in the playoffs. Put that into your thoughts, right? Now you're playing at home. Again, you have the dome. The Saints fans are one of the greatest fan bases in the world, right? They support their team. It's, you know, Katrina, all that. They support their team. And when they won the Super Bowl that year against Indianapolis, it was a big thing. Good for them. I don't see the Saints winning this week. You have to remember, right? The Rams and the Chiefs were the best two teams in football. They were the clear shots. Until Todd Gurley kind of got hurt. Cooper Kupp kind of got hurt. You know, the Rams started struggling a little bit. They didn't have a couple of their main guys, you know? Offensive line was struggling a little bit, you know? But the Rams are the best team in the NFC. And I can promise you that. Now, I don't want to hear the whole Sean McVay, the mastermind, all that stuff. Yes, what he's done with Jared Goff. Yes, what he's done with Todd Gurley. But Todd Gurley was a top two running back before Sean McVay got there. Okay. What he's done with Todd Gurley has elevated Todd, you know. He's catching the ball a lot more. He's more elusive. He's getting better openings while running the ball. Jared Goff is the main story. Jared Goff, year one, was thought as a bust, right, over Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has obviously gotten hurt. Jared Goff looks like the better pick at this point. The clear better pick, in my opinion. And I had Jared Goff on my fantasy team this year, right? I picked him in round 12. I remember I got the email. You know, after you draft your fantasy draft, right, you get that email afterwards or the next day saying, you know, this is your review. And Jared Goff was like the pick that they hated the most. I took him round 12. And they hated that pick. Jared Goff lit it up. Lit it up for the first like 10 weeks. I mean, it was unreal. Then they played that Kansas City game. I can't remember what week that was. And lit it up. I mean, it was unreal. But, anyways. I think you obviously know which way I'm leaning towards in this game. Either way, I just hope it's a great game. I really do. I hope that, and if the Saints were to win, I just hope it's a good game. I am predicting, though, that the Rams will beat the Saints. I don't think it will be close. I think the Rams are going to get off to an early lead. The Saints may come back a little bit. After halftime, I think the Rams are just going to unload, and it's going to be a couple touchdowns in a row to get away from the Saints. I have the Rams beating the Saints 33-17. Now, if you're like, oh, Michael Thomas, this and that, I think Rams, the corners, are gonna be on their game. Aaron Donald, they're gonna match him up with Pete. Now, if you don't know about Pete, Pete is the offensive lineman for the Saints. Pete broke his hand, I believe it was week 17 of the regular season. So that's why if you saw last week's game against Philadelphia, you were wondering, yo, this guy sucks, right? He had like 4 or 5 penalties on him the whole game. He has a broken hand. You don't even have to put Aaron Donald on him. You could put an Ndamukong Suh on him. And now they're going to try and do some double teams, this and that. Hopefully Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator for the Rams. I mean, he's a mastermind on his own. He's going to figure something out to get around that guy. And I think Drew Brees is going to be under pressure from snap one to the end of the game. I don't think Kamara and Ingram are going to have the same. And you have to remember, like I said before, the Saints ran all over the Rams in week 9. Kamara and Ingram, I have the stats right here. Kamara and Ingram combined for 28 carries, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns. Michael Thomas that game had 12 catches for 211 yards and a touchdown. And 4 different other receivers caught for touchdowns. That's not going to happen this week. Now, Michael Thomas showed up last week, right? Again, I had Michael Thomas on my fantasy, you know, draft fantasy team too. One of the best picks I think I've ever had in my fantasy career. But Michael Thomas is not going to have the same game this week. I see him catching 5-6 balls, 60 to 80 yards, maybe a touchdown. I don't see Kamara and Ingram being that impactful. Maybe catch a couple balls out of the backfield, making some big plays there, but I don't see the Saints moving on this week. I really don't. Now to the latter half, right? The Patriots at Arrowhead to face the Chiefs. The Patriots will win this game. The Patriots will beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. And it's going to happen. And here's why. The Patrick Mahomes dynasty. And that's not a dynasty. The era, right? He's lit it up this year. Just not rookie of the year, obviously, because he didn't play last year, but he's amazing. Amazing. But he does not show up for big games. Now, if you're like, well, what do you mean he doesn't show up for big games? He dropped 50 on the Rams. He almost beat the Patriots, came back, made the big lefty-hand throw against Denver. Except for Denver, he did not win any of those games. Now, if you're like, oh, well, that's unfair to put it on the kid. It is unfair. But you're in the AFC Championship game at home. You're used to the conditions of Kansas City. You're used to the fan base. That fan base is insane. 75,000 people yelling all at the same time. He is not going to win that game. I'm telling you, the Patriots, as much as I hate to say it, will advance to the Super Bowl. The offense isn't going to do anything. I would be shocked if the offense of Kansas City scored 20 points. And here's why. When they played week 6, right? Mahomes lit it up. 350 yards, 4 touchdowns, threw a couple interceptions. That's another thing. Mahomes, remember like the first like 7, well obviously the first 5 weeks, he didn't throw any picks, I believe. The kid couldn't throw an interception. Now, when he plays a decent defense, he throws a lot of interceptions. He throws at least a couple every time. So I see him throwing at least 3. 2 to 3 this Sunday. Kareem Hunt was on the team then. 10 carries, 80 yards. Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce combined for 17 catches, 308 yards, 4 touchdowns. That is not going to happen again. Now Brady threw for about 340, a touchdown. Running game, roughly about 150 yards for the Patriots. The Chiefs will lose, and it's not going to be close. They're going to lose 27, my prediction, 27-13, Patriots. And I hate the Patriots. I cannot stand the Patriots. As a Jets fan, I fucking hate Tom Brady. There you go. There's our first F. Can we mark it down? Our first F-bomb on the podcast. I cannot stand. You know what it's time with Tom Brady? Tom Brady's a great quarterback. You got to respect the guy, right? You hate him. You hate his wife for some reason. It just happens. I cannot stand looking at that little dwarf on the sideline, Bill Belichick. Cannot stand it. He wears these cut-off hoodies. I mean, I cannot stand the guy. This guy is an amazing coach, but you can't stand him. He's a guy that you like. He's a Kevin Garnett. You love to have him on your team. You would hate him on the next team. That's what it is. So, yeah, I'm going to say definitely the Rams and the Patriots will be in the Super Bowl. And we'll see. Maybe I'll be wrong. Yeah, but it's definitely going to happen. I cannot see the Chiefs moving on. And after last week, I can't see the Saints moving on either. So where do we go from here? This is going to wrap up day one. All right. Again, please, 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 please feel free to send us an email, yoursportstalk@yahoo.com. It's listed in the description below. If you have something that would like to go on the air, send us an email. If you would like something that you think would be a great debate, send us an email. If you have criticism, if you have support, send us an email. This is day one, ladies and gentlemen. We want this to move up, 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 up. We want this to be one of the number one podcasts on Apple. We want on Spotify. It doesn't matter. And we can't do this without you guys. You have to understand that. The podcast will be back. Most likely it'll be back Friday. Today is Wednesday. It'll hopefully be published later today. So expect the podcast to be back Friday. Maybe a little bit more sports. Who knows what the next 2 days. Maybe we'll have a Bryce Harper, Manny Machado signing. I know everybody's tired of hearing about it. I'm personally tired of hearing about it. Just sign somewhere at this point. But yeah. So I just want to personally say thank you to everybody that listened to this. And we'll see you soon. Have a nice day, everybody.